there, it's Tabitha Shante, and you're listening to Undefined Beauty. Today's episode is Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. I chose this topic because I feel like it's very important that we start where we should. So if you were on the last episode and you tuned in, last week we discussed you being you and staying true to yourself. You becoming the best version of yourself and still being you. So this week I wanted to talk about your mindset. What's really going on in that head of yours? I know what's going on in mine, and honey, I've been working on it. But if you change your mind, you change your life. And I didn't make that up. Pretty sure it's said everywhere. Maybe not that way, but I know for a fact that if you change your mindset, everything changes with that. So that's why I said, change your mind, you change your life. We, as in me, sometimes become so consumed by our thoughts, negative and positive, that we just can't find a way out of it. It hinders us from really doing the things that we want to do. It hinders us from being productive. It hinders us from being successful. It hinders us from really doing the things that we need to get done. Because our minds are always going, minds especially. I'm always thinking about the past. I'm doubting myself. I have a fear of failure. And the list goes on. It's ridiculous, honestly. And it's easy to say change your mind. Because, yeah, I be trying to tell myself these things like, oh, Tabitha, you can do it. Tabitha, you're extraordinary. Tabitha, you got this, girl. But at the same time, there's that voice in the back of my head. And it's like, don't you do that. You remember the last time? No, ma'am. But we really got to stop doing that, you guys. Because we really got to get out of our own way. And we have to get out our own way first by controlling our mindset. My question is, how do we do that? How do you really get out of that thought process that you have? How do you retrain your mind? Because that's basically what you have to do, right? You have to retrain your mind to think positive. You got to know when you hear that voice about that negativity, you know, how to tune that out. Every negative thought you have, give yourself 3 positive thoughts. And if you give yourself if you have a negative thought, here's my thought. You have a negative thought. How about, even with that negative thought, you still do what you need to do. You still go about doing what it is that you want to do. Because if you keep doubting yourself and you keep feeling like, hey, if I do this, it's not going to go right. Example, great example. I hate doing Facebook Lives. Hate it. But it's the best way to get in front of a lot of people at one time and be able to get your message across. Right? But with Facebook Live, every time I go live, somebody calls my phone one. I mean, as soon as I go live, it's almost as if they get the notification from Facebook, Tabitha Shante is live. And then when they do, they call my phone. They say it doesn't go that way, but you can't tell me otherwise. Not only does my phone always ring, but if I decide to play music in the background, every time I go back to watch my live, or after a couple minutes, I get a notification saying that they blocked some of my information. They blocked parts of my live because of music copyright issues. Sometimes I can even put the disclaimer on there and it'll still do the same thing. Very discouraging. Very discouraging. Because you don't know how much it took for me to even do the live. And then now you're muting me during the live? Like, listen here. Then on top of that, today's live, my issue was my connection. Just sat on the phone for an hour and didn't have any issues with anybody hearing me properly. My phone wasn't breaking up. It wasn't pausing out or anything like that. As soon as I go live today and talk about my business, here we go with the foolishness. Very discouraging. But if I keep living in a space where I allow my mind to control me with these negative thoughts about how it felt before and how it's going to be, then I'll never get it done. Never get it done. If it was up to me today, I wouldn't even did the live. Because I probably would have told myself, oh no, you know, if I'm not doing the script, which is crazy to me because I could do this podcast without a script. But when it comes to going live, it's like being in front of people. I was sweating and all, y'all. My mustache was sweating. It was ridiculous. And I'm just like, why is it that my mind won't allow me to be great? Why? I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm talking about. Today on the live, I've literally said that multiple times for the past 2 years. I've been saying the same thing. But when the time came, every time the time comes for me to actually say it in front of people, whether it's live or in public, with a lot of people watching, even if the live only has 3 people, for some reason, it really intimidates me. But it's all because of my mind. In my mind, I'm thinking about all of the things that went wrong in the past. And so I let that reflect in the present. We got to stop doing that, guys. We got to stop being consumed by these thoughts of ours. And I've been thinking, what's important is how we relate to our thoughts and how we acknowledge becoming distracted by them. Because our mind is just distracting us. Our mind is playing tricks on us and telling us what we can't do because we allow our mind to do that. We really have to see how we can relate to our thoughts. And when I say that, I mean that, like, how can we relate to our thoughts? Yeah, I have the thought of fear. I can relate to that. Yes, felt before. But what I've realized is what we can do, for example, with the live situation. Yeah, my mind is telling me about everything that's happened in the past, including today. But you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to go live again. Because eventually, I'll get it right. Eventually, I won't have any of these issues. And me personally, I feel like I have these issues because of what I'm thinking. I thought it and it happened. And I don't know about you, but that happens to me a lot. I can think that something's gonna happen, and because I thought so negatively about it, I've made it my reality. I allowed it to consume me so much that I made it real. For every negative thought, you guys, I want you to think 3 positive thoughts. If you doubt yourself and you feel like you can't do it, remind yourself that you can. What's wrong with you that you can't do it? And for everything that you come up with, I need you to come up with positive things to go with it. So if you feel like you can't do something because you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, then I need you to go do research and figure out what you're talking about. Educate yourself. That's another way that we can reprogram our brain. That's another way that we can change our minds, you guys. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Be mindful of what you're listening to. What you're listening to and who you're listening to. Sometimes the music that we're listening to, listening to those lyrics, you guys, it goes into your mindset. It goes into your thought process. The subconscious mind is real. Your subconscious stores everything. Everything, you guys. Your subconscious mind stores everything. That's where your doubt is. That's where your fear is. That's where your past is. That's what you learned in elementary school. That's the things that you've learned as an adult. And so when you're in a conscious space and your conscious mind is working, sometimes those things from the subconscious is triggered and it becomes conscious to you. We really have to be mindful and stay mindful about what we are thinking about and change our mindset. Like I said, you guys, every time you think of a negative thing about yourself that you cannot do, I need you to change that thought. Reprogram it. Reprogram yourself. Just like a TV. Not like a TV, you guys. That was a bad one there. Not like a TV. I said reprogram, and that's what I thought about first. TV. Ain't that something? But retrain your mind, you guys. If you change your mind, you can change your life. It all starts in the mind. What you think about yourself is what becomes real to you. Think highly of yourselves, because God created each and every one of us with a purpose. We all have our own talents. We all have our own skills. We all have something to bring to the table. Find out what it is for you. You may not know your purpose yet. You may not have figured it out. But really think about what it is that you're good at. Compliment yourself more. Stop beating yourself up. We already have so many people on the outside that give us so much backlash and that always has something to say. I really want you to ignore that. Block all of that stuff out. Block all of that stuff out. I want you to really think about what it is you want to do, who it is you want to be, the things that you want to accomplish. I want you to educate yourself around those things. Educate yourself on the woman that you want to be, the person that you want to be as an individual. I want you to really, really take a step back and think. Think of the good. There's nothing wrong. A lot of the times your past, those thoughts are going to be there. A lot of things are going to still be there. But that doesn't mean that you can't change your mind. People change their mind every day about little things and big things. And you can do it too. Change your mindset. Reprogram your mind so that you can get it done. Stop doubting yourself. Stop being fearful. You're not supposed to anyway. Honestly, we're not supposed to. If you're going to fail, fail forward. Right? If it's something that you want to do, do it. Regardless of what your mind may tell you, do it. Something different. That's what you listen to, your heart. But your mind, Your mind can play tricks on you. Your mind can really mess you up if you allow it. And we have a responsibility to ourselves. We have a responsibility to ourselves to make sure that we are on the up and up. For self, is people looking at you? Is people looking up to you? Is people depending on you? So you have to change your mind so you can change your life. And not only your life, but the lives of others. If I allowed my mind to control me, I would never do anything, not even this podcast. Not even this podcast, you guys. I really didn't think you guys would like my voice. It's so raspy. Ever since I went through puberty. Whew, puberty. That's something else there. But you guys, change your mind, change your life. Please feel free to reach out to me and tell me what that means to you. To change your mind, to change your life. And how you feel that you can change your mind. Maybe you can teach me something. How can I change my mind for the better? How can I change my mind so I can change my life? Because all I've come up with is to just do it anyway. If my mind tells me to do something, nope. Mm-mm. Gotta change the way. Gotta change the people I'm listening to. Gotta change the things that I'm listening to. What am I consuming? I need to be listening to personal development. Because the more confident that you become within yourself, the more confident that you become in your knowledge and the information that you put out in whatever space that you're in, it's on you. But know that you got this. And as soon as you fix your mind on the fact that you have this and that you got it and nobody can take that from you, and that what you don't have, you can learn, that you can get there, everything will be better. And that's the end of this episode. Thanks for tuning in.